Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. If you've heard anything about Kickstarter or GoFundMe, you know that thanks to the internet, you can crowdfund almost anything. Unexpected health costs, indie movies, a new gadget. Well, you can also crowdfund lawsuits. It's called litigation finance. And as a business, it's nothing new. The idea is you front some money to help someone pay for the court costs of a lawsuit. And then if the party wins, you get a slice of those earnings. It's usually a play, though, for big corporate investors. But now, Silicon Valley is getting in on the action, and some of these litigation finance companies are letting the public invest in court cases for the very first time. Maya Steinitz is a law professor at the University of Iowa who studies litigation finance. Maya, welcome.
Hello.
So how does litigation finance work? Maybe not for big companies that do it, but for the rest of us?
Well, right now it doesn't really work for the rest of us unless someone has a personal injury claim. That's a market of legal claims that's been receiving funding for quite some time. And other than that, big businesses have been able to receive funding.
Well, now some of these startups online are allowing, sort of democratizing this process a little bit, right? You don't have to be a corporate investor to get in on this.
You don't have to be a corporate investor, and you don't have to, if you're a claimant, you don't have to have a very, very large claim that someone will be willing to spend a lot of money trying to vet and see if it's a good investment. So it's democratizing it and on both ends, who can invest in it and what kind of claims can be financed.
So what kind of payoffs are possible here? Let's just pretend I'm a person with some money I want to invest, and I go on a website that kind of vets these lawsuits, uses algorithms to tell me, you know, who the lawyers are, who the judges are, what the claim is like. What's a realistic amount for me to put down to make a bet here?
Well, the most important thing to emphasize here is a bet. Lawsuits are a very speculative business. This is what is called in finance an alternative asset, which means it's very high risk. So I think that the public should proceed with great caution, understanding that it's very, very difficult, if not impossible, to actually do any kind of projection on what kind of return is to be expected. So my main advice, not that I'm giving investment advice, is to proceed with great caution.
Yeah, naturally. I think we're trying to get an idea of what this universe is like. Let's say, you know, I've got your advice, Maya Steinitz. I know it's risky. I'm going to do it anyway. Let's talk about the realistic world. What do I got, $5,000, $10,000 I want to put down? What's realistic here?
What's realistic is really a very, very broad range. It can be zero, and it could be a lot of money.
So this can sky's the limit. You know, people are comparing this, of course, to Peter Thiel, the PayPal founder, and his funding of the lawsuit that sunk Gawker on behalf of Hulk Hogan. Is this that? This is something a little different than a billionaire swooping in to fund a high-profile lawsuit.
It's very different, among other things, because the investor through these new platforms doesn't really know the case. They're not actually reading the pleadings, getting to know the witnesses, especially getting to know the lawyers who are pursuing the case, because a lot of the success or failure depends on whether the lawyering is good or not. So it's completely different. It's actually the other end of it. It's a complete speculation on whether it is a winning case or not.
And do we know whether these websites that are essentially middlemen now between potential bettors, investors I'll call them, and litigants are effective in kind of gauging the chances of the investment? They sort of look at the lawyers involved. Like I said, they look at the judges. They look at different aspects of the claim. How good is that as a predictor?
We don't know. There's no track record for this. I personally am very skeptical that it's possible to put a price on legal claims because there's so much human factor that goes into it. Is the judge going to pass away and be replaced in the middle? Who's going to be the jury? There's just too many human variables. So I'm personally skeptical that it's even a possible enterprise. But certainly we don't know yet anything about the platforms. And the most important thing is it's not regulated. So if the platforms themselves, the middlemen, are not required to have what's called skin in the game, namely to hold on to some of the risk in every investment, they also don't have an economic incentive necessarily to do a good job of vetting. They have an interest in getting a good reputation, but they get paid by fees, presumably, whether or not an investment in a case is successful.
Which means the incentive for them may rely in a churn, getting as many people to bet as possible, not necessarily the quality of the bets.
That's definitely a risk that is out there.
Well, there's also a long history, you know, of activism when it comes to funding lawsuits. Certainly in the civil rights realm, we've seen many, many cases throughout our history where groups outside of a lawsuit will want to fund a lawsuit because they have a social mission or a political mission. This is a little bit different than that, but I wonder if within this there isn't an opportunity for activism on the part of the littler guy who's not executive director of a civil rights organization. Is there a chance for that, or is it all injury claims and just sort of more churny stuff?
There is a chance for that. The very first crowdfunded case that I'm aware of that was the subject of a symposium in California a while back was by an entrepreneurial solo lawyer who brought a kind of human rights case. And he just turned to the public and he didn't present it as an investment opportunity, but as an opportunity to do something good. And so I think that the potential is very broad. Finance generally is a utility. It helps us do other things. And it can be used and it can be abused.
Corporate investors have known for a long time that they can invest big money in big lawsuits, take high risks, and maybe come away with big payoffs if judges and juries go their way. That's getting somewhat democratized now, of course, thanks to the internet. You can't be the little guy, but smaller people, maybe with a little bit less skin in the game, can invest in lawsuits too. High risk, potentially high reward, but I emphasize again, like Maya Steinitz does, high risk. She's law professor at the University of Iowa studying litigation finance. Maya, thank you.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.